What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, what's up, young adults? Welcome back to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. It's Mirari here speaking to you today, and I'm super excited to be back with you. I have a simple but impactful podcast for you today. It's being careful so you don't fall. Pastor Sandy always tells us, you know, you continue always learning. It don't matter what level of walk you are with God. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you've been 20 years, 1 year, 3 months. You're always learning. You never arrive. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:2, and I'm going to read it in the, I believe this is an NLT. It says, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. You know, decide to stand firm with God by being careful so you don't fall. Avoid overconfidence in your walk with God. You know, you can, I've seen this before, you know, Christians, I'm not going to say people, because Christians get so overconfident that they know the word because, you know, they've been going for so many years, and, you know, they Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And so it, be careful that it doesn't become a routine also. You know, you're always excited to come to the house of the Lord when the doors are open. You always, I heard Pastor Sandy said, every time she goes and sits into a, you know, a meeting, she sits with an open heart and ready to learn, just like any of us should. You know, every time, it doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday night service, it doesn't matter who's teaching, who's bringing the word. You always come with an open heart, ready to learn something new. Even if you heard that message again, I know personally, if I've heard a scripture before, I always get something new. Amen. It's your walk with the Lord. It's a journey. It's not a destination. It's not, you know, like a race. You have a finish line. No, you continue going. You continue learning. You're always learning. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:12. And I'm going to read it in the NLT. And it says, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. So if you think you are standing, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. And you know what? Refuse to be careless in life. Look, people are watching. People are watching your social media. People are watching when you go to the grocery store. People are watching when you go to gatherings, when you go to parties. People are watching. And I'm not saying, who you are at home is who you should be out of your home. Amen. You shouldn't be one way at church and one way, you know, at home. Or you shouldn't be one way around this crowd of people and one way around the other crowd of people. You should always be the same, you know, on fire for the Lord. Refuse to be careless in life. Amen. And this brings me to, well, you know, Pastor Sandy has been talking about in her morning lives. You know, your life has to impact people. You're an influence, you know, the people around you. There is, you know, we are created to impact our generation. And how are we going to do that if we're one way here, one way there? Excuse me. We exist to show the world through our impact that we've had in our personal life who our God is. Amen. Let me repeat that again. We exist to show the world, those family members that have not come to Christ and you're believing for them. We, you know, people around us, strangers, when we go and win souls or when we do outreaches, we exist to show the world through our impact, through our lives, who God is. Amen. As a child of God, someone must be drawn from your life because of your impact and your influence. Amen. Someone must be benefiting from your life, either physically, mentally, or spiritually. If no one is learning from you, I heard this from Dr. Becky Anenchi. If no one is learning from you, it's possible that you're wasting your life. And this is something that, you know, I learned in my early walk with the Lord. You know, your life matters to others. Like, when you give your life to Christ, it's not just about you anymore. You know, we die to ourselves. Is what the purpose that we have here on earth, what God has called us to do. Amen. And that's to win souls. Is your life leading people to hell or to heaven? Is it leading them to sin? You know, are you being an influence of the world, or are you being influence of the life of Christ? Amen. So you have to ask yourself that question. Make up your mind to live an impactful life. Amen. Always continue learning. Always never act like never arrive. Like, you're always growing, always learning. Make up your mind to live a life of impact and of influence. Amen. Make carefulness an attribute and a virtue of your life. Be careful of how things may portray. Like, if you're, you know, hanging around the wrong people, what do you think people are going to think of you? Oh, they're just like them. And it happens. That's why you have to be careful. Even though you're like, I'm not like them. You know, I'm saved. I serve the Lord. But you're constantly hanging around this group of people that don't serve the Lord. Let that sink in. It's time to be careful, you know, of the people we hang around with. It's time to make carefulness an attribute and virtue of your life. Amen. Give yourself to prayer constantly. Constantly be in prayer. You know, this is one of the keys, and it'll help you. It'll help you stay pure. It'll help you stay on the right path. Amen. Give yourself to prayer constantly so you can impact your world. Amen. I'm going to leave you there. I am going to do a prayer for those that you find hard. You know, you're falling all the time, or you feel like you're not an impact to those around you. You are. You are an impact to those around you. You know, either if it's in a good way or a bad way, choose to be an impact for your generation in the way that God has called you to be. Amen. Get around the right people. Stay in prayer. Stay in your word. Stay consistent. Keep running your race. Amen. Keep learning. Surround yourself with people that are on fire, because people that are not on fire will cause your wood to be wet. And what I mean is, when wood is wet, it can't catch on fire. And you don't want that for your life. Amen. And I pray that this podcast has, you know, opened your eyes in a certain area. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to get in your word. Get connected. You know, that's the best way you can continue to be on fire. Stay connected. Amen. I love you guys. And I pray that you realize that you are enough, that you are enough to be an impact to your generation. Amen. It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. The Lord will use anybody, and you'll be surprised who the Lord will use. Amen. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next Young Adults service. You don't want to miss it. It's our Houston Young Adults Bash. A lot of giveaways. Bring someone with you. Be an impact to someone around you. I love you. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.